Good afternoon, schlusers. My name is Lord Alan Salty. For 17 blooming years, I've been making blooming money while you've been sitting there on your backside watching loose women. Honestly, if I hired you, you'd be fired. I bet you're dying to know when everyone bleeding asks me every 2 seconds of the day. How do I do it? How on earth am I a millionaire and you're not? Well, how am I supposed to bleeding know? I'm a fictional character. It's another bad parody. You're one of Richard Bleeding Out Two Guns. Here, why don't you ask the man himself how to do it? Only made a couple of quid one day. Maybe he can help. Well, he'd better anyway, because if he doesn't, then with regret, he'll be fired.
Hello, it's Richard here. Just me. It's not any funny voice, I'm not putting this voice on. I'm here to tell you about my experience at Ignite, which is a business program run by 4 universities in Wales. In the program, we were split into groups and were asked to make a profit in just 24 hours. Somehow we managed to achieve that, although we only actually got £5.20 in the end. So I thought I'd provide some hints and tips to how you can succeed like I did in business. I think with every business, the first thing to try and come up with is a decent idea. Or failing that, just copy someone else's. Your business can be literally anything, from car washing to flower arranging to door-to-door peanut butter selling to selling glow sticks to drunk people. The possibilities are simply endless. After you've got your idea, next comes a pitch. If you want money but don't have enough to invest yourself, you may need an investor. But how do you win money off hardline business people? Just listen to this reconstruction of how we did it last Saturday. So, how much are you looking for? £150.
How are you going to spend that money?
Well, we're going to spend 20 quid on stop, because we're getting all that from Poundland, and we thought we could just pocket the rest, is that all right?
Oh, great, I'm in.
So now comes the hard part, selling. Making a sale is not easy. It requires resilience, patience, and determination. What you really need for this is a woman. Although that last comment might sound a little bit sexist, women, especially the more attractive ones, seem to have a knack at selling that men don't. That's why all the staff at the free store are 20-something blonde girls. They're especially popular if you're selling to the drunken male market. Speaking of drunks, they are the perfect target market. Drunk people buy absolute tat. Some of you even have goldfish-like memories, so they'll forget they've even bought anything from you and buy something else off you. This type of selling, in fairness, is not completely plain sailing. Drunks may want to steal your stock and call you names like Dickie. Still, if you can take the abuse, you can make an absolute killing. Finally, you'll need a decent sales tactic. You can find lots of novel ways of selling. One thing I did was to give people directions, then offer them my product, which did work on occasion. The biggest thing to remember, though, is to smile and be yourself. Yay! So that's how to be somewhat successful in business. I should leave you with one final tip. Don't sell glow sticks, sell donuts. That's where the real money is. Goodbye.